Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is July 14, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. We're doing Shamanic Awakening Ceremony tonight. And again, many thanks to all of you who were alive to bear through the sound check. You on the recording don't have to sit through that. Anyhow, this is one of our most intense events. After this little intro, I'm going to start as usual, calling the directions, setting up the sacred container, sealing it, making sure we have a good, sacred, safe space to work in. And then we're going to do the following. We'll start with an invocation. This is a process that uses five invocations in sequence. The first, maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. We'll call that. And then usually I sing a mantra to sweeten the energy field. After that, we get down to business. We do a invocation for maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And I spend a long time drumming and rattling and shaking up that heavy energy. And people have often very powerful experiences of old wounds and traumas flushing out. They feel energy flushing out their hands or their feet or other ways. But it's designed to stir up that old stuff that is clogging or blocking you or causing you pain or discomfort or trauma. And we want to get as much of that out as possible. So it's designed to be an intense event. So that can go easily 45 minutes, that long, long healing section. Then once I'm guided that we've had enough of that, then we'll lighten up. The next invocation will take us into our higher self. We go to it. And we'll hang out for a moment in that beautiful field of light and divine consciousness. Then we'll do embodied awakening. We call the higher self into the body. Then there's usually one invocation after that to kind of lock that in more securely and make it more consistent. And then we offer the benefit of our work to the larger universe and wrap it up. This event can take up to 2 hours. The last couple of times it's taken less than that. More like 90 minutes or less. I have no idea how long it's going to be tonight, especially since we kind of got an 8-minute late start because of the tech issues, but we're good to go now, hopefully. By the way, if there's any issues happening, just type in the chat window. With any luck, I'll see it. And in fact, if something is really messing up, then just speak it, unmute it, and talk. All right, so I believe we're good to go. As always, my request is that you do only this, whether you're live or on the recording, and give it your full attention. That'll give you the best experience. And because we co-create the event, the energy, intention, and vibe you hold radiates out to everyone else, real time, backward in time, forward in time, you're co-creating the space actively. There's no spectators here, only participants. So please only do this. And if you're a member and can't do it right now, come back and do the archive recording later when you can give it your full attention. I get feedback consistently. Archive events are just as potent as live events. The other request is if unexpectedly you need to leave the event early before I close the sacred container, ask the allies to gently ease you out of the space. One note around that, since this is an intense event, and because if you have a lot of intense stuff coming up to be cleared, there can be a part of you that wants to cut and run. I strongly recommend you stay with the process anyway and remain, even in the discomfort, in the sacred container is your safest place to be. So, I mean, if something truly has come up and you truly must, you know, end early, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But if you are wanting to leave early because you're uncomfortable or you're feeling an unpleasant energy that's difficult to work with, then it's better to stay. And if you stick with us, chances are by the time we end the process, you will have worked through and cleared out that thing. If you leave early while it's still up, then you get to keep it. And all you've done is stir it up and not cleared it, which is obviously not what you want. So those are my recommendations. Let's get rolling. I invite you now to close your eyes. And let me also verify real quickly that I just accidentally messed with the cord connecting the audio cable. Would you please type yes if you can still hear me? Someone type yes if you can still hear me right now. Oh, that's concerning. No one's typing yes.
It's just fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I guess they were all just scrolling up too fast. All right, thank you. Okay, close your eyes again. I'll try not to kick the cord again. And you're invited now to become very passive, just feel energy moving. If you can feel energy moving in your field as we do this, just let that be your focus, just noticing the feeling of energy moving in your body. If you cannot feel that, just feel the breath coming and going on its own, no breath control. Mama ki. Okay, we'll do a take two on that. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kvichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear, hedgehog. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay. Okay, there's our container. So we're going to work our way through again a series of invocations. The first is going to be for maximum divine consciousness. And wait a minute. Anyhow, I'll give you the exact phrasing as we go. This is to call light into you initially to kind of warm things up. So you'll be speaking to your higher self and calling in this beautiful energy. So speak it out loud if you can, but you can do it silently if you must. So please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Now relax and just let the energy come in. Relax into that. I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the energy. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Vagyavati Samita Shri Bhagavate. Om Sachidananda Paramatma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Samita Shri Bhagavate. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavate Sumedhaha. Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Shri Bhagavati Sumedhaha. Shri Bhagavate Shri Bhagavate Namaha. So feel the sweet energy. We're pretty saturated with divine goodness here. This has given us our baseline to work from as we move into our healing section. So as we move into the healing section now, which as I said earlier, could last quite a while. If things go as usual, I'll do a song based on drum first and then follow it up with one based on rattles. What you may feel during this work is a lot of heavy energy getting stirred up in your field. It probably won't feel good as it stirs up. It may feel uncomfortable, in fact, very uncomfortable sometimes. The guarantee is it won't be too much. You can just relax into what you're feeling. You'll discover it's not actually overwhelming. And if you just relax and be one with it, it'll pass right through and flush out. Your process is being supervised and moved forward by your higher self and the divine allies here, and they're going to monitor you every second to make sure it's not too much. So just know that a divine intelligence is running your process, and if you'll just relax and stay open to it, it will all flesh out beautifully. Again, I repeat, your higher self and these allies are not going to give you more than you can handle. So the recommended strategy for dealing with the challenging energy that may come up is just to relax and experience it 100% with no filter. If in some part of your body you're feeling a challenging energy, just relax and pay complete attention to the sensation and just let everything else flow by. Chances are, as you relax into feeling just the physical sensation in the body relating to that physical or emotional energy that's moving. There may be thoughts and images swirling around in the field. That's normal, but just don't pay attention to them. Let them be there, but your attention is on the sensation, the somatic experience, the physical part of what's happening. And based on over 10 years of working with this invocation, and I've been doing this ceremony about that long too, if you just feel what's happening 100%, if you can even relax and become one with the challenging energy, which is safe because what's paying attention is your higher self that can't be harmed by any of this. The higher self operates at a vibration above all that heavy stuff. So the higher self awareness, which is you paying attention, can go anywhere with impunity. There's nothing that can be harmed by the lower energy. You're safe and you'll discover. You might even have the experience, there's almost two of you. There's the part of you paying attention, which is the higher awareness, which if you pay attention to discover that part paying attention doesn't feel any challenge at all. It's perfectly fine, no matter how intense the other part is. The other part is your human self having this stuff come up, and that human part may be feeling uncomfortable. And but again, that human part of you won't get more than it can handle, because the process, as I said, is you know, carried forward and very minutely supervised by these divine beings. So that's the best I can explain it. So again, it's not going to be too much. Just hold attention and be one with what's happening. Don't try to mess with it. I recommend you do not try to control anything. Again, I'll give you the whole list of recommended do nots. I recommend you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Just be with the sensation and let it run itself. The higher self is stirring it up, and then eventually will flush it out of your body somehow, or it will take that same heavy energy and transmute it from dark to light and may even integrate it into you after it's transmuted. That's awesome. You get a wonderful bonus that way. But they'll deal with everything that comes up. So that's how we work it. So I'm going to take a little sip of water, and we'll get into our first healing song. Now it needs to be a little quieter. So we'll begin using the healing invocation. Please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. All right, relax and just feel the energy moving. Hey, yeah. Feels like there's a lot of healing energy in the air, a lot of stuff stirred up, which is exactly what we want. So before I do the next song, I'm going to have a little chat with some lower vibration entities in the field. These are beings who are already here. You all brought them in with you. And we're going to give them a chance to leave voluntarily in a way that serves the highest good of everybody. So you humans just understand, you and just about everybody else on the planet carry some of these lower vibration beings within you. Very, very small number of humans would not have any at all. They're really the avatars and stuff like that. So I'll just have a chat with these guys and then we'll move on to the second healing song. You humans just relax, listen, and just be with the energies that you're feeling. You can't feel the energy, just rest in passive breath awareness. I now address all beings of lower vibration, malevolent intent, anywhere in or around the people I'm speaking to right now. So lower vibration beings, thank you for your attention. My name is Benjamin. And as you can perceive, there are a lot of very powerful beings of love and light in the field. And fair warning, lower vibration beings, in a moment, I'm going to sing a song of transmutation. What this song does is transmutes beings like you to beings of love and light. If you would like to be transmuted that way, hang around, we'll take care of that for you. But if you'd rather not have that happen, I have a way to guarantee your safety. So Archangel Michael, would you please open one way, exit only portals to the home dimensions of these lower vibration beings? Thank you. Okay, the portals are there. Again, these are one-way exit-only portals. You lower vibration beings, if you go through one of these, you cannot come back here. It'll take you to your home place, which I know a lot of you all have been wanting to get to anyway. I understand many of you were trapped here and would much rather be home. In fact, I can tell that some of your buddies are going through already. You'll be able to tell which exit is yours by its vibration. So anyhow. So you now have the opportunity, lower vibration beings, to get a free ride home. There's no risk here. There's no trickery. You can tell by the vibration of my voice that I'm shooting straight with you here. So if you choose to go through a portal, we'll guarantee you'll get through the other side just as you are. No deceit, no lies, just right through to your home of vibration, hang out with your buddies, and it'll be a sweet ride home. So you can take the free ride home, and this will guarantee that you get to stay as you are at your current vibrational rate. However, if you stay in your host human and we do the song, there is a good chance you'll be transmuted to a being of love and light. So just, again, fair warning about that. So I'm going to play this chime here, and we're going to give as long as is needed for as many of you lower vibration beings to go through the portals back to your home dimensions. And I'll monitor, and when I can sense that the last one has gone through, then we'll move along to the song. So again, lower vibration beings, if you so choose, it's a free will choice, feel free to hop into that portal and take the safe free ride home. A lot of beings going through portals. And some dark beings tried to come into me and they were immediately transmuted to love and light. So not a great strategy. Lower vibration beings, that will guarantee your transmutation. So if you want to stay as you are, Your safest choice is the portal. A lot of higher vibration energy coming into the field. It's really nice. We've got a fair amount of traffic through the portals. We'll leave as much time as is needed for all lower vibration beings who so choose to take the free ride home. Everybody wins. Are you human? See if you feel any different. You may feel quite a bit lighter now. So lower vibration beings, as you saw, many of your fellow entities left and you've stayed. So if you stayed in order to be transmuted, again, we'll take care of that in a moment. But if you stayed because you think you can maintain your current form against the song, well, maybe, maybe not. We'll see. So I and all these beings of love and light are going to do everything in our power to transmute you. And if you discover during the song that you thought you could hold out and it ain't working and you're transmuting against your will, just be aware we're going to hold these portals open, these one-way exit-only portals, all through the song, but they will close when the song ends. So that will be your last chance for the guaranteed free ride home. So just let you dark beings know that you can duck through a portal anytime during the song. You humans, please just relax. Same direction as before. Relax, feel the energy moving in your body. Again, it may feel challenging. It will not be too much. And just hold awareness of wherever the challenge is strongest and just be with it. Again, ignore all the thoughts or images swirling around. Keep your attention just gently but firmly right on the sensations in the body, and that tends to give the best results. All right, so here we go.
Up you go, Thank you. falling, as the lights falling, as the lights falling, as the lights falling, as the light 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 for them, as a light for them, as a light for them. I have to go, and I do the dark and night.
You might be feeling that updraft now, humans. So it's time for us to join our higher selves. So the next invocation will be to ask to be one with that part of you. I invite you to repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self. Do it out loud if possible. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please make me one with the absolute peacefulness that I am, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. So now, Again, I'm now talking just to the humans here. We've left the lower beings behind. You humans just feel whatever peacefulness you're aware of. Just relax into it. Don't try to make it any stronger or different. Just be aware of the peacefulness that's already there. And just relax into it. The peacefulness is divine awareness. It knows you're paying attention to it. It's very flattered by this. And its natural response to you paying attention to it is to give you more of itself. So as you rest in the simple awareness of the peacefulness you're feeling, all by itself, that peacefulness is getting stronger. This is the peacefulness itself responding to your attention. Just relax. Again, you're just passive, just feeling the peacefulness, not trying to change anything at all. And yet the peacefulness is getting stronger all by itself. Just relax and let the peacefulness saturate you. And you may have a sense of feeling more and more like energy, less and less like flesh, as you smoothly transition from mainly aware of yourself as a physical being into mainly aware of yourself as an energy being. Another way of describing this process is you're identifying less with your human self, identifying more with your divine self or higher self. Relax and allow the transition to happen automatically. So some of us now are relaxed into awareness as higher self. If you've merged with that part of you consciously, then your experience is that there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and effortless. All this just holds itself because that's the way the higher self just naturally is. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, always peaceful. That's just the reality at this level. And if you merge with it, that will be your reality also. If you're at that level, just relax and be. If you're not at that level, just relax and be. Just feel the energy moving in your body or feel the breath come and go. You can feel the energy, let that be your awareness. You cannot feel it, and you fall back to breath awareness. And use the absolute least effort needed to feel all that. Try a little more effort, a little less effort, until you realize you're using the absolute minimum effort needed to feel the energy moving. And if that minimum level is no effort at all, that's fine. Just play with your effort level a little bit and discover what's the least effort needed all the way down to zero for me to be able to feel this energy. In this style of work, the less effort used gets the job done, the better. Extra effort tends to slow things down. and more of us are relaxing and feeling that energetic being that we are. Just relax into that and be. Just relax and be conscious as your own higher self. It's a part of you. You have every right to be present here. Just relax into that. We'll stay here for a moment longer. Really get to know this higher self level of awareness just by relaxing into it. Okay, now I'm feeling that desire to drop it down. So we'll now invite our higher self into our physical body for embodied awakening, also known as walking between the worlds or the marriage of heaven and earth. So again, do the following out loud if you can, silently if you must, speaking to the higher self. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Relax. Just feel the energy moving in your physical body passively. Letting it do as it will. If you cannot feel that, just feel breath come and go passively. Your ego cannot awaken itself, but it can request the awakening and receive it as a gift. So let your ego relax. Just feel the energy moving in your body. Or as a backup, feel the breath come and go. Just be. Let the divine come to you. When the divine is fully in your physical body, there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful and it will be effortless. Now, if you're experiencing that, just relax and be. You simply holding the space helps everybody else. This is true whether you're live or on the recording. If you're doing this as a recording or any other Awakening Plus event as a recording, your good energy assists everyone who ever has done it, ever is doing it, or ever will do it. Just relax, be present with awareness of energy or awareness of breath. That's a lovely feel we have here. Well done, folks. A lovely co-creation we're making here. You might be feeling your body feels quite different. It's being upgraded, brought to a higher vibration. Please allow that to happen. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening. Give them every chance to get there. It's not mandatory to get here. It's just really nice. Even getting partway to it is really lovely. So just relax, and however far you get is fine. Okay, there it is. Okay, next we're going to first off, feel how you feel. The benefits of embodied awakening are there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you'll just know what to do through intuition much more. And there will be more bliss. If all that sounds good to you, and if the way you're feeling right now, if you'd rather feel more like this every day than the way you have been feeling up to now, the following invocation will help to make this your new normal. So let's, if you'd like to have your life feel more like this, and just as a personal reflection, for years now, when I've awakened from my night sleep into physical consciousness, I'm already in bliss. I'm already in ecstasy. That's just my normal now. So I know from personal experience, you can wake up into ecstasy when you are awake enough. So if you'd like more of that for yourself, then repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my higher self from now on, while maintaining the best possible functionality in the physical world. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good, starting now. Thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and relax and just be with what's happening in response to your invocation. Just be with the process for a moment, relaxing into sensation, or feeling that breath awareness. There we go. All righty. So feel how you feel. See if your physical body now feels more like energy than flesh. See if there's a deep calmness and serenity at the core now. See if you feel more light and clear than when we started this event. Good. Now, we've created a lot of good juju here, some very good medicine. Let's share it. This will not diminish us, it will only enhance our benefit. Allies, please radiate this good medicine that we have made out to all beings who will benefit from it. Let this be so now. Thank you. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Just relax. Let the energy move through us, out to whomever it will most help. The universe knows which beings are ready for it. Let the energy keep radiating. You may even have the experience of being one with what is receiving the energy. Be with that. Okay. Allies, is there anything further? I do request a special blessing for Spirit Song, for highest good heart rate and blood pressure, and highest good for my cat, for my former cat, JC, deserves highest good. May he survive and find new owners. Has to be done. Is there something better? And if you have a personal prayer you'd like to throw in here, you're muted, so no one will hear it but you, but feel free to speak your own personal prayer right now if you wish. Okay. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you allies still working with any of the humans here, please remain with them for as long as it serves that human's highest good. Thank you. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Pachama. Mama Kia. Wira Kocha. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All righty. That's the close of the formal container. And I'm going to open it up for feedback or questions. Anything you feel like sharing? So you can now unmute yourself or type in the chat window as you wish. And if no one is communicating, we can just relax. There's still a lot of very sweet energy in the field. And we'll just hang out until someone communicates. All righty. Huh. This person, anonymous, says, I feel like humans dead and alive are fighting me for my body. That's interesting. I'd love to, if you're willing to get on the mic and talk about that. This might be a little tricky one to deal with just based on what you've said. So if you're willing to unmute and speak, I can help you with that if you like. If you're not willing to do that, then I'd be curious to know if that's a thing that's been going on for a while or if it just was happening during the ceremony or what. I'd love to have some more context on your statement. Brandy typed, thank you for such a beautiful, powerful ceremony tonight. You're welcome, Brandy. Okay. I see that.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? If you're willing to identify. Okay, she muted again. So all I see you identified is iPhone, but if you're willing to unmute again, you kind of said hi and then muted yourself again, it looks like, or dropped out. I see you're still there, so feel free to come back if you're willing. Ty said, thanks for the wonderful ceremony. And the person who made the comment says she muted because someone else was chatting. Not necessary. They were not speaking out loud, so. Again, you've given me just not enough context to help you. So she's typing now, the human fight has been going on for a long time or ramped up during ceremony. She'll unmute. Good. Let's talk.
Hi, I muted again because I think that you were answering somebody's chat and I just wanted to bow out and not be rude.
Stay with me. So
don't interrupt.
So you feel like beings are trying to take over your physical body? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And this has been going on for a while?
Yeah, it comes and it goes.
Okay. Have you been using techniques to stay strong in your own divine awareness during this time?
Yes.
And when you're strong in divine awareness, does that help you stay more fully resident in the body?
No.
So these beings are still messing with you and trying to take you over? Is that correct?
I'm not sure that I'm trying to find out where I have a blind spot or, you know, what might be causing it. It's extremely frustrating. I'm pretty sure, I mean, I really feel like it's human beings, both dead and alive, that they're fighting me for my body, and it's frustrating.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a very serious situation, and it's not the kind of thing I can really solve with you on this call. But if you'd like to work with me for a shamanic healing session, I'd be happy to go deep with you on that. If you're called to work with me, of course, there's lots of very excellent shamans out there who could help you with a situation like this. But if you feel called to work with me, I'd be happy to work with that. This is not something I can just tell you what to do and it'll take care of it. This is going to require, I believe, some direct shamanic intervention in a very focused way that's beyond what I can do right now. So if you want to go to astroshaman.com under services, there's shamanic healing. And if you'd like to try a session, I might be able to help you with how to work with the situation you're in, if you're okay with that.
Yes, I appreciate it. I wasn't sure what it, you know, I thank you. I didn't know. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, what you're describing is not unheard of in shamanic circles. So, you know, I am pretty confident I can help you with this. So feel free to try a session and we should be able to help you with the situation.
Thank you very much. Even just saying that helped. It was validating because I thought that I was maybe crazy to think that it was other human beings. It was kind of weird. So I understood, you know, there's entities and whatnot, but so I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just to amplify that, there are sorcerers, dark magicians, brujos that are beings who do try to take things over. They have no compunction about doing whatever they can to take advantage of you in any way they can. And if you run afoul of them, then it's always so that you can become more conscious, more powerful, and more full of light yourself. I see without exception that if a person is being so challenged, they're being called to go to a much more powerful level of consciousness themselves, or that challenge would not have shown up to incentivize them. So in a way, it's letting you know you're ready for a very powerful step up in your own consciousness in order to master the challenge so these beings can't mess with you anymore. So I'm excited that it's happening in that way because it's indicating a powerful initiation awaiting you if you're willing to step up and move to the level you need to get to where these beings can't mess with you anymore. So that's the perspective I would bring to it.
Thank you very much. Would it be okay to ask another question?
Sure.
When you said sorcerers, dark magicians, I got a yes on that. And I was feeling a yes on what you said after dark magician, but I don't know that word. Okay. Thank you.
That's B-R-U-J-O. It's a Spanish word for a dark magician.
You know, okay. Thank you.
What we would call a bad guy. So in Law of One terminology, someone walking the path of service to self, where it's perfectly fine to take any advantage you can of any other person. And, you know, you can do whatever you want selfishly, and it's fine from that perspective. A service to other person, like most of us here, would only want to take actions that serve the highest good of everybody affected by what we're doing. So there's two fundamental paths to walk. So I hope that's a helpful elucidation. There is a, in the best of, there is a, an event where I talk about the Law of One philosophy a little more deeply. It's not dogma or anything, but I find it a very compelling body of work. And if you want to hear more about its basic ideas, just go to Best Of and just search the page for Law of One, and you should find it pretty quick. Okay. Joanne typed, there's a little more being shared while I was chatting with that person. So let me see what we missed here. Hang on. Let's see if I can get it to do this. Bear with me. Linda said, thank you for the powerful ceremony. It was great. Anjali said, powerfully vulnerable session tonight. Taking that work into the dream time following, thank you. Joanne says, thank you. There was a beautiful light energy at the end. Fabulous. And Deanna says, thank you for a powerful experience. A very powerful thunderstorm rolled through our area during the exact time of this call. I love it when the elements help out. I remember one time I was at a festival leading this process for, you know, live and in person with a group of about 100 to 150 people doing it. And we were in like an open tent, a very large tent. And when we were into the heavy duty clearing part, it had been a quiet all day, but all of a sudden this wind comes up and it's blowing easily 20, 30 miles an hour for quite a while. And it's obvious to me the wind has come and it's literally blowing away the heavy energy that people are releasing. And when we got out of the healing session, the wind died right down again. So it was just beautiful to see the wind spontaneously come up and help us out. So, and Anjali said, thunderstorm here too, Deanna. We didn't get one here in Asheville, though, as far as I know. So, yeah, great. Any other feedback? Spoken, written, or anything? Deanna typed, I felt it was bringing in the good stuff. So Joanne also had a thunderstorm. Cool. And Risa typed, I've been waiting for the storms all day, but they passed over. And someone else says they had thunder. Okay, cool. Yeah, I recently read the book Black Elk Speaks, and he talked about his vision where he went up and was communing with the thunder beings, among many others, and how when he reenacted the ceremonies on Earth with his tribe, then, you know, the clouds came and the thunder rolled, and, you know, the elements were very obviously there with him and responding to his ceremony. Great book, by the way, Black Elk Speaks, if you haven't read that. And Risa typed, I feel a lot lighter now, thank you, like vines removed. Great. Yeah, tonight felt really good to me too. Okay, last call for feedback. Anyone who'd like to speak or type? If you're on a phone, you can just hit *6 to unmute. If you're on a web device, just click that little microphone icon to remove the red slash. Or of course, you can type in the chat window. And if you're doing this as a recording, then reply to any of my emails if you'd like to give me feedback.
Benjamin, I'm curious about your cat that you were talking about.
because the energy shifted during the moments that you were talking about, asking for the additional healing.
Okay. The brief story is when my ex-partner moved out a few months ago, the two cats stayed, and she basically offered me, possession of the cat named JC. And several days ago, he developed a urinary obstruction, and I took him to the emergency room, and they kept him a couple of days, and it ran up quite a bill for that treatment. I think it was just shy of $2,000 for that. Then yes. Brought him home, and a couple of days later, he got obstructed again. And that was yesterday morning. And I took him to my vet, and the vets, and, he said, your options are there's a surgery I'd recommend, but that'll probably have to be done by the animal hospital, cost you $3,000 or $4,000. Or you could try the same unblocking again, catheterized, but there's no guarantee he will, keep getting blocked. And I think I'm going to make a video about this on my next newsletter. But I said, okay, part of me is in sticker shock at how expensive this is getting. And I kind of need that money for other things. But I thought, if highest good is served by this, I'll find a way to pay for it. And so I got Spirit Song on the phone, even though she's in the hospital herself. getting her meds worked out or needing a pacemaker, she's got to get her blood pressure and heart rate worked out and in balance. And she's still in that process right now. But she was able to get on the phone, and we both meditated and went inside, and we both checked in with JC's higher self and our own higher selves. And we both got clear. Yeah, we better just, let him go. He got cleared once, he obstructed again. It looks like he's ready to check out. So we asked this vet, would he put him down? And the vet said, no, it's actually going to be less expensive just to take him to the Humane Society, which I'd never been to before. And I thought, okay, I'll take him there and they can put him down. So I drove him over to the Humane Society and surrendered the cat to them. And to my surprise, they said, actually, unless you object, we're going to try to save his life. I said, really? I said, oh, yeah, we have, medical people on staff. And, if we can save him, then we'll heal him and put him up for adoption. So, I thought we were just going to put him down. That's fabulous. That's so much a better possible outcome. And then I checked this morning, which was like the next day, and they said he was still alive. So I guess they gave him the surgery or the procedure he needed, and possibly he'll be healed and maybe find himself a lovely new home. So that would be a fabulous outcome.
Wow.
So that's what happened with the cat. So I'm just praying for his highest good, whether it's to drop his body and move on to his next incarnation, or whether it's to be physically healed and have some more years on Earth. My experience is that, we're all beings of light. Nothing ever dies. We change forms, but that which we are is immortal. So, physical death is just what happens when a being transitions to another form. So horrified by death as maybe some people.
Yeah, and I'm of that same belief. And thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Any other thing you wanted to ask or say or anything?
No, that was it. I was just getting the solid feeling that this was part of JC's journey and it was necessary.
Yeah. Thank you. And we've had a couple of types. Van Yen, I hope I said that right, said, I feel beings are still with me and I feel fear, not an unusual feeling. Any suggestions how I can overcome this fear? Probably the simplest way is to just first feel the fear and note where in your body is that feeling, and note the area, and if there's a exact center to the fear, then hold your attention there. And if the fear is like equal in a larger area, just hold that area in your awareness, and then use the healing invocation to say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. and then hold your attention wherever the fear is. And your human self is simply going to hold awareness of the feeling of fear without resisting it or trying to change it, and using the least effort needed to have the complete experience of the fear. And what you're doing is you're showing your higher self where to bring the healing. You said maximum healing that serves highest good, please. You're holding attention where the fear is to shine a spotlight where the healing is needed. And then the divine will go in there, stir up and flush out or transmute the energy of fear that's ready to go. And so that's the simplest way I know. Now, I am working on a internal family systems process. I had hoped to have it up by now, but it's taking longer. As I get into it, I see there's a little more to it than I thought. But with any luck, within the next week, that will be online as a course within Awakening Plus. And that should allow anyone to have my vocal prompts to guide them through a complete internal family systems process, which is incredibly effective for things like that, because there is a part of you that is afraid, not all of you. I love the internal family systems basic idea. You are, the center of you is fundamentally self with a capital S, which is what another person might say higher self is. But then you have all these parts and, you know, dozens of them within you. Even the most healthy, high functioning humans have this. And when you recognize there's something disturbing going on, you can first say a part of me is having that experience, not all of me. And that alone is incredibly empowering because the self isn't bothered by anything. Okay. So once you say it's just a part of you, that already makes it more manageable. And then you use the IFS technology, if you so wish, to go and work with that part. And it's many steps in the process. So I'm not going to try to summarize here, but the course I'm going to be putting up in the next few days will walk you through it step by step if you want to try it. So anyhow, that's my suggestion. And then Risa typed, sweet kitty, I've gone through a lot of end-of-life cat issues and vet care. There are so many parts to it. Indeed, there are. And then Ty types, perhaps Kitty has some light to bring into another family's life. Yeah, JC is an amazing cat. And I hope that comes to pass if it serves highest good. All right, so a little extra sharing there. Any other questions or comments? Sandra typed, I felt pain in the front and back of my heart area. And Sandra, how do you feel now? Is the pain still there? Oh, the suspense is killing me. Yeah, Sandra may or may not share that with us. That's cool. Oh, she has a slight pain in the back. So I would suggest just continue to hold attention there where that slight pain remains, Sandra. Say the healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good. Please hold attention there, just using barely enough effort to feel it. And then my suspicion is the divine will take the rest of that out. All right. Any final sharing or questions? There's a thank you from Van. Thank you. All right, we'll wrap it up, folks. Thanks for being here. Thanks for having the courage to go through this process. And many, many big gratitude. And next week, and today is the 14th on the 21st, we'll have a brand new event, which is gentle group healing. And it's kind of the same intention. We want to get healing, but we're going to take the opposite approach. We're going to be super gentle and subtle about it. So it's a new event, and we'll see how that goes. So show up next Wednesday if you want to try the opposite approach to the same idea. We'll see what the difference is. All right. Thanks very much for being here, folks. Again, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com. If you want to check out my website, and I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching and stuff like that, feel free to check it out. So glad you all are here. Every one of you helped co-create the space. So thanks very much for helping us make this whole great event. Many blessings, and we'll see you soon.